Hello, you are listening to the second episode of Adaptations, the podcast about the movie adaptations of books. Today's episode is about The Hobbit, and my guest is Zach Lombardi.
Hello, everybody.
So first I'll let you know on some of the background on J.R.R. Tolkien's The Hobbit, the book. It was originally published in September 1937. The story is about a hobbit named Bilbo Baggins who goes on a journey with 13 dwarves to reclaim the dwarves' home in the Lonely Mountains. The book was nominated for the Carnegie Medal. It was awarded the prize from the New York Herald Tribune for the best juvenile fiction. The book started off when Tolkien was grading some papers, and he found a blank page, and he just scribbled on it, "In a hole in the ground, there lived a hobbit." And based off of his little scribbles on this paper, he continued the idea of the book. This book was influenced by William Morris. Tolkien wanted to imitate Morris's prose and poetry romances throughout this book. The book was also influenced by Norse mythology. Most of the names of the dwarves come from Old Norse names. Fun fact is that the original book is different from the current version that they sell today, due to Tolkien wanting the book to fit better into the Lord of the Rings books. Mainly, what was changed was Bilbo's interactions with Gollum, which is also known as the chapter Riddles in the Dark. Now there are over 50 editions of the book, and they are also published in a variety of languages. The movies, all three of them, were directed by Peter Jackson. They were written by Fran Walsh, Philippa Boyens, Peter Jackson, and Guillermo del Toro. Most of the movies were filmed in New Zealand, and they were released in December of the years 2012, 2013, and 2014. The Hobbit was actually supposed to originally be only two films, but then they decided that they had so much content that they wanted to fill the movies with, and they spread it into three different movies.
More of a money grab.
The movie is set 60 years before the beginning of the Lord of the Rings series. Some of the actors in The Hobbit are Martin Freeman, Ian McKellen, Richard Armitage, Benedict Cumberbatch, Orlando Bloom, Christopher Lee, and Elijah Wood, along with many other great actors and actresses. So when you take a book and you turn it into three movies, there will be lots of changes. So when the movie opens up for The Hobbit, you see Frodo talking with Bilbo Baggins, which introduces the adventure that Bilbo went on. This section never happens in the book at all. Also, when the dwarves come to Bilbo's home, Bilbo tries to sneak away and hide in the book version. However, in the movie version, he doesn't really hide or sneak away at all. He's pretty much a host, and he's just trying to make sure that his home isn't destroyed and that they don't eat all of his food, which ends up happening. In the book, there's the suggestion that Bilbo's family members were part fairy, and this suggests Bilbo's interest in adventure. One of the characters in the movie, Radagast, he's the brown wizard, he's actually not a character in the book. He's only mentioned by Gandalf in passing. So there's complete addition of a new character, a wizard, and they actually do add a couple more characters like Galadriel, Legolas, and Toriel. These three characters aren't in the book at all either. In the movie, the sword Sting was given to Bilbo by Gandalf. However, in the book, Bilbo chooses Sting. So this is kind of important in the book version because it's sort of like in Harry Potter where the wands choose the users. It's this feeling of, you know, the sword chose Bilbo and Bilbo chose the sword. Rather, in the movie, they just get rid of that, and, you know, Gandalf just gives Bilbo Sting, and that's how he gets the sword.
Well, you could still offer up the argument against that, saying the ring functions the same way. It could still choose someone through the actions of others. So the sword still could have chosen someone just through the actions of other people.
True, but, I don't know, there's that idea of, you know, the object choosing you, you choosing the object through you yourself, not the other person, makes it that much more personable. Also, another difference is that the battles that you see in the movies that are super action-packed and everything's going on, They're actually a second thought within the books.
We can talk a little bit more about that. There is a scene at the end where they're riding down a river in barrels, being shot at by orcs. And Legolas is jumping around, shooting arrows at everybody. And it's a super action-packed scene, and it's a great way to end the movie for the first round. But in the book, they literally just get in the barrels, and then they're done. They're all the way away from the stronghold of the elves. Another battle that was huge in the movie, again, was in the first one when they go up against the goblins underneath the mountain. Yeah, that doesn't happen in the book either. They do run into goblins, but goblins is also another term for orcs that Tolkien uses, which gives up an interpretation that is a little incorrect in the movie, because the goblins do not look anything like orcs. In the book, the Hobbit and Bilbo and all of the dwarves end up just running away from all of the goblins. Gandalf ends up actually fighting a little bit, but all in all, that is how Bilbo gets lost from the herd. And of course, there's the last battle in the third movie, the Battle of the Five Armies, where it does start up like it's supposed to be a huge battle, but Bilbo gets hit in the head with a rock about 20 seconds into the battle, and he ends up waking up after everything is finished. So he does not see Thor die. He learns about it through, I think it was Gandalf, and just don't see anything. And I think that's a good way to put how Tolkien wrote it, how battling and fighting was not the biggest thing in the book. The biggest thing was the adventure, the friendships that were forged, and most importantly, the wilderness that they walked through, just the world in general. And it seems like in the movie they somewhat show that, but they end up just trying to put as much action in the movie as possible for American audiences and audiences around the world.
Another thing that they really add and push through the movies is this whole love idea between Legolas and Toriel, which, once again, they're not even in the book. But I somewhat understand them trying to push for a love interest in the movie, because maybe they're trying to get more of a female audience, more of a female pull. But, like, for me, I saw The Lord of the Rings when I was growing up, and I became super obsessed with it. And those, like, there are a few love interests within Lord of the Rings, but it's not that prominent. You don't really notice it as much. It's more about the story of, you know, getting rid of the ring, and will they be able to do it? Will Frodo make it? That's more of the story, while in this they add, like, this love interest that's supposed to be so great and so lovely, and they should be together, but they shouldn't. And it's just pointless. Like, I didn't see the point of adding this into the movie, at least from my perspective. Another plot hole that they don't talk about in the movies is the Grey Eagles.
Well, it was the main plot hole that everybody wants to complain about when they see The Lord of the Rings, or even The Hobbits. Oh, the Eagles should have just carried them there. They would have been able to miss out on a lot of things. In the book, it's explained fairly clearly that the Great Eagles are pretty much controlling their own kingdom. The leader of the group, Thorndor, he ends up owing Gandalf a favor way before the books even happen. So when Gandalf first calls on them, it is a account for that debt. After that, when they do end up coming into the battle later on, it is to protect their kingdom, because if the five armies, if the elves and the dwarves end up losing to the orcs, then it puts a whole another problem into their hands. All the orcs will cut down their trees, ruin the kingdom that they see fit, since the orcs will just move across the landscape. So really, the Eagles are not under Gandalf's control. They are probably one of the smartest beings out there. They just choose when they need to enter battle or not.
So after seeing how The Hobbit could be turned into three movies, I really wish that each of the Lord of the Rings books could have been made into more movies. However, I can see the downside to that as the movies change the stories of the books, like with the addition of the romantic aspect between Legolas and Toriel. If they made the Lord of the Rings movies longer, or into maybe each book being two or three movies would also go on forever. It'd be a huge series, maybe even as long as Harry Potter, longer. But the thing is that they would change it to make it more fit for a movie, make it more action-packed, or maybe adding things or taking away things that are very necessary within the books.
From my perspective, I really liked the books. I read them one after the other when I finally bought the box set. And after reading, especially The Hobbit, I saw that Peter Jackson had really taken way too much creative control with the movie series. The book is very quickly paced. Like we've said before, the battles are second thought to actually what is going on. And it just, the storyline works a lot better. Peter Jackson, even some of the actors said near the end, he'd been taking a little too much control of the project. And he seemed to forget how physics work at some point, too, because Legolas jumping up the falling rocks at the end of the movie doesn't make any sense at all. So I think one of the people know it's fantasy, but we still want to see it relatable to real life. And the more we watch Peter Jackson, I mean, he did the best interpretation of it, but I feel like it could have been better taken care of if it was respected a little bit more and maybe stayed two movies instead of making it three and just drawing it way too long out.
This has been the second episode of Adaptations about The Hobbit. I am Paulina, and I would like to thank my guest, Zach Lombardi.
Thank you for having me.
Stay tuned for our next episode about Czech Polonic's Fight Club.
Can't wait.